see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
As night fell at an airport in Beijing, U.S. President Donald Trump's Air Force One landed in China for the first time in 9 years. Waiting for Mr. Trump at the airport was China's Vice President Han Zheng and a team of ceremonial guards standing on both sides of a red carpet rolled out for the U.S. President. The red carpet was rolled out again when the world watched Mr. Xi shake hands with Mr. Trump outside the Great Hall of China, and the pair entered the building for bilateral talks. In their opening remarks, both Mr. Xi and Mr. Trump stressed the importance of the U.S.-China relationship. The highly anticipated visit has also attracted lots of attention inside China, from citizens searching up on which hotel Mr. Trump would reside to Chinese exporters hoping the meeting could ease their financial stress hit by the new trade disputes between the Trump administration and Beijing. In Wenzhou, a city in southeast China known for light manufacturing, Zhihua Lin is the vice general manager of a shoe factory that trades with the U.S.
It was a stressful time. Things were very unpredictable, not just for us, but for the trading companies and the U.S. clients too. Everyone was anxious.
For Mr. Lin, the meeting between the two leaders is a sign of hope.
I'm actually looking forward to it. Him coming to China is in itself a sign that things might look up.
The Trump administration announced that 17 top U.S. company executives would join the trip with Mr. Trump, and NVIDIA's chief executive, Jensen Huang, was added into the list the last minute. Known for producing chips that drive the global AI boom, NVIDIA has been pursuing more access to China's market, but has been caught in the AI race and trade disputes between Washington and Beijing. Jared Monshine, director of research at the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney, says the previsit arrangements reveal Trump's prioritization on keeping the trade balance with China.
Now, there's no question that President Trump cares about that and the trade balance and China buying more goods. So the question is, at what cost? And I think that's why there's some concern in the United States and in Taiwan and amongst U.S. allies and partners that perhaps President Trump is getting a bargain with China that very well may not be in their long-term interests.
The U.S. has also signaled it would pressure China to take a more active role in the war in the Middle East. This week, the U.S. Department of the Treasury announced sanctions on 12 designated individuals and entities for their roles enabling the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps' sale and shipment of Iranian oil to China. In an interview with Fox News while flying to China, the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said it's in China's interest that it condemns Iran over the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz.
The Chinese have ships stuck in the Persian Gulf because setting up a system that says we're going to let certain ships through but others not, it's easier said than done. And you saw a Chinese, not Chinese flag vessel, but it was a Chinese cargo, got hit over the weekend. I'm sure Iran didn't do it deliberately, but they did it. It happened. And so that's why these Chinese ships are stuck in there.
Dr. Edward Chen, postdoctoral fellow of China Studies at the Australian National University, says China would also want to talk about the war, but may go further than the conflict itself.
primarily not just about the conflict itself, but about the energy transition, and also oil prices going up at the moment, which I guess China's pretty concerned since that a lot of its energy export has come from the Middle East.
Jared Monshine from the United States Studies Center says Australia should watch closely how the U.S. deals with China.
Well, I think Australia will be watching to see what sort of concessions the Trump administration gives to China. The U.S. is more indispensable in Asia, and U.S. allies and partners in Asia are very reliant on the U.S., and so if there's any sort of backtracking on that, that makes it harder for U.S. allies and partners to enact any counter-pressure on China successfully.
Wen Kwang, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches, and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!